All right, if you're going to talk about big money and politics intersecting with what interests voters, that leads you directly to health care legislation and insurance. It's motivating a lot of voters right now. And we asked our listeners, what was the first thing you wanted your elected representative to do once they got to Congress? And in Winchester, Massachusetts, we got this comment: work on getting people working and moving the medical insurance bill so we can all get back to business. An opposing opinion from Providence, Rhode Island. That person said, I want my rep to repeal the tax on health care benefits. And we want to take a look at the health care reform bill. And specifically, we want to talk about how it's going to affect women today. Joining us is Marsha Greenberger, founder and co-president of the National Women's Law Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So we want to fact check just a little bit. I wanted you to listen to a comment that Nancy Pelosi made when this bill was passed.
Being a woman will no longer be a pre-existing medical condition.
We assume that what she's talking about there is something that went into effect immediately, which makes it illegal to what?
Well, to discriminate against women in healthcare. That's the first thing.
Just based on gender?
Yes.
And what is that? What does that mean in practice? What kind of things will no longer be allowed under the new healthcare legislation?
Well, one thing that has been a real problem, especially for women trying to buy insurance in the private market, is that insurance companies routinely charge women more than men for the same health insurance, excluding maternity coverage. Also, it's very hard for women to buy a separate rider for maternity coverage, even if they can find it. It's very expensive. It's limited. And so the ability to get rid of these extra costs for being a woman and not being able even to get maternity insurance are addressed by health care reform. And then just the plain old requirements about pre-existing conditions that apply to everybody, where insurance companies either won't sell you insurance at all or they'll exclude the particular pre-existing condition, will go away under health care reform.
Well, and one of those pre-existing conditions, excuse me, but one of those pre-existing conditions was whether a woman had given birth via cesarean section, correct?
Exactly, that's right. And there were insurance companies that would say, if you've had a cesarean section, in fact, I testified in the Senate with a woman who was told by an insurance company, because she had a cesarean section, unless she proved that she was sterilized, they wouldn't give her insurance at all. So, in some states, it's legal or had been without this health care reform bill. If a woman had been a victim of domestic violence, insurance companies would say, well, that's a pre-existing condition. So if you'd been not only had a cesarean section, but if you'd even been pregnant or were pregnant, then some insurance companies would say, okay, no insurance for you. So the pre-existing condition problem is terrible for everybody, but especially terrible for women.
And that goes away?
That's right.
That already has gone away?
Well, the pre-existing condition rule will go away completely by 2014 when the exchanges come into place. And then there will be no pre-existing condition requirement. But right now, anyone who is subject to a pre-existing condition problem and hasn't been able to get insurance can buy a special bridge insurance that's offered by the government now or by states until we get to 2014.
Well, let's ask about preventative care, because that's always been an issue for everyone, but especially for women, in terms of the fact that often birth control pills, for example, are seen as preventative care, or an IUD, for example. Mammograms are seen as preventative care, and many times insurance companies in the past have not covered those things. Will that change?
Absolutely. First of all, mammograms now have to be included without cost. No cost sharing, so that's a very big plus for women and preventive health care for women. Secondly, one very good thing for women is that they have direct access to an OBGYN. They have to have that without having to get special approval.
Without getting a referral. You don't have to get a referral to see
an OBGYN. Exactly. And so for preventive health care and being able to get to an OBGYN directly, that's a big plus. And then there are a number of ways under health care reform that contraceptive coverage, birth control, family planning costs will be included. And as you say, it's absolutely true that insurance companies routinely, one of the things that really aggravated women, would cover Viagra but not cover birth control pills. So that is a thing of the past. Under health care reform also as it comes into effect.
Okay, so Marsha Greenberger, co-president of the National Women's Law Center, the health care reform bill, A+, nothing wrong with it, absolutely perfect piece of legislation, right?
I wouldn't say it's A+. Needless to say, it's pretty hard to find any piece of legislation that people would say is perfect. We wish that there were better provisions with respect to coverage of abortion services that women need, for example. That was very punitive and the subject of a political compromise. We would have liked to have seen some better benefits to cover people with limited income. Right now, there are new subsidies to help people get insurance and expansion of Medicaid coverage for poor Americans.
Okay, but let me ask you about one thing that's always been a big deal, which is that breast cancer survival, that one of the biggest determiners of survival of breast cancer has been having health insurance. And if nothing
exactly.
else, more women will probably have insurance, right?
Then that's the bottom line. It makes this such an important bill for women and for their families that people will have access to insurance. It will be stronger, better, more comprehensive insurance. They'll be able to afford it better. Small businesses will have credits to be able to provide that insurance. Many more protections. And then a host of health care benefits. For example, under the law right now, women will have a right to have their employers give them break time so that they can pump if they're nursing and to have a private place to do it.
Okay.
Gosh, what a great benefit
Marsha
for women.
Marsha Greenberger,
and for
founder
things.
And co-president of the National Women's Law Center. Thank you so much.